we're at about the end of the day, and this is our last experiment of the day. It has been such an enthusiastic and long day. We have the girls from Greenlight for Girls organization that are actually interning in the spa as well. Marion, tell me what's going on. What is this experiment all about?
So we're going to make bath bombs. You know, it's the kind of thing you put into your bath and it smells good and it's really fuzzy as soon as you put it in the water. So it's what we're going to try to create ourselves today. Okay, so we completely poured in the vegetable oil. We're going to start doing it with the essential oil.
Well, then we're only going to put 3 to 5 milliliters, even though we diluted it and everything.
Maybe you can check it a bit.
So you diluted the essential oil with water?
Yes.
Yes.
Before that, but of course the oil and the water separated together, so we're going to have to maybe mix them up a bit before pouring them in.
Cool. So we're going to have everybody mold.
Linda, you can start. Okay. And you really want to push it in as much as possible.
So, but I'm just doing one?
Take it and go ahead and put it in.
Uh-huh.
You got one. And I'm going to show you.
Okay. So I'm squeezing. To put it in here.
Yes.
Oh, and push it in.
Oh, food coloring. Did we do the food coloring?
No. Oh, we forgot the food coloring.
We forgot the food coloring.
We can add some right now.
we can still add it. So really, can see that it's nice and compact right now. And we're going to let it dry.
Okay.
So the science behind it is basically the citric acid and bicarbonate. It's citric acid being an acid and bicarbonate being an alkaline or a base reacts with water and releases carbon dioxide. So that's it. That's why you see the fizzies. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the little... I can try to help you out here. Use your fingers. You know what? Let's just use the fingers. We're going straight
really
into it.
Any dye on my hand, but
it actually looks like it's good to eat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Sugar. Good. So we put some red dye.
Try to mold.
Great.
And wait.
Do you want help mixing it?
Amelia wants to try. And the important thing right now is to mold it as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. So go for it, because once it starts to dry, you don't want the cracking thing to happen.
So can we reuse the mold?
Yeah, you can if you can take it out, because it's more or less just a mold, but you can already see that once I take it out, it will crack a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's better to keep it in, but for our purposes, we'll just go ahead and take it out and make some more.
Okay.
Do you want?
How big should they be?
Whatever size you want. Oh, you can play with that. That it's not a perfect fit, but it doesn't matter. Just play with it.
That's a long
this
bath.
It's really fun.
A big bath.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it really got pink. It's nice.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks like a candy cane.
It does. It does.
The big one worked too.
It doesn't mold properly. We're just using the cupcake.
Plus the big one are gonna make you take a long bath. But the thing with this is that you cannot take a long bath with those. But that didn't work out so well. You cannot take a long bath with those because after a while the minerals are gonna start getting into your skin, maybe 20 minutes. So you gotta be careful not to have it too big. Otherwise it'll last too long and it might be dangerous for your skin.
Actually having cupcakes.
Yes. Did we already mention that you should probably let it dry for 24 hours?
So that's a good
that would be the best case scenario. I mean, we're doing an experiment here, so this is all great, but base case scenario, you use a harder mold and you let that dry for 24 hours, and then you can ensure when you take it out that it's going to stay together.
Mm-hmm. But then you have to really compact it well, right? Before.
Science on Air was brought to you by Greenlight for Girls, sponsored and supported by the International School of Brussels, and an empowered production by Radio X.